This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. One group of anti-gunners out there that will misuse their perceived position of authority seems to be a lot of physicians out there, a lot of doctors. They'll say this is this and that is that. And luckily, there's one group out there that has taken it upon themselves to act as the counter to this this pseudo-authority out there saying, well, you know, you can listen to us. We know what we're talking about. And that is the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And I'm joined tonight by Dr. Robert Young from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you 5x5. That's a military term. Okay. That means good stuff.
Like it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Now, you have been talking here lately about the perceived notion that gun violence is a public health issue. What is the definition of a true public health issue? How is that determined when we really have a genuine one of those?
Well, public health refers to the health of everyone, of course. And epidemiology, by and large, is the part of medicine and other researchers, other scientists in different fields who study that and try to come up with population-based solutions to things. Now, for example, the most important public health interventions ever had to do with things like making sure water was potable, was safe to drink for everybody, everywhere.
Right.
With that, we ended the, when I say we, I mean worldwide. With that happening, we ended what used to be horrible epidemics of things like cholera, typhoid, typhus, scarlet fever, things that were carried by mosquitoes like malaria. These things were normal parts of life, and people would die at any age because of them, because either the water carried parasites, viruses, and bacteria, or animals like mosquitoes bred in it and carried other illnesses. That was the ultimate in public health intervention. Now, also things like contagious diseases. Smallpox is a wonderful example. That has actually been eliminated from the world at large, because public health experts started confining the cases by quarantine wherever they popped up, inoculating everyone that they could find, and particularly around those areas. And the result was fewer and fewer cases transmitted from person to person, which is how it goes, until finally I think they found the last case in Ethiopia a few years ago ever in the wild. It's gone. They're doing that with polio now. There are a few cases in India still. So these are the kinds of things that they can deal with, things that involve transmissible diseases that hurt people. What is just weird, though, as you alluded to, was the modern public health, hate to call them scientists in this fashion because they're not acting that way. People, publishers, writers of papers have picked on gun ownership as if that's a public health hazard, but it doesn't meet any of the definitions of it. A gun is an inert object. It doesn't do anything unless a person makes a decision to do it. So, you know, you can throw guns around the world, but until someone picks it up and does something with it, nothing's wrong.
Right.
It's not like tobacco and cigarettes, which, you know, there are issues about freedom of choice in that. But the bottom line is tobacco, used as intended, kills people.
Right.
So, but that's not guns. If you use a gun as intended, nobody dies. In fact, well, maybe somebody dies, but maybe it's the person who should if the choice is them or you.
Somebody
a gun used as intended does not harm the user or anybody around. So, is there an epidemic of gun violence? Well, you know, you don't have epidemics that have been demonstrated to somehow be declining year by year after year after decade after quarter century all by themselves. An epidemic tends to be something that you're worried about increasing.
Right.
That is not gun violence, so to speak. Certainly not homicides. Certainly not accidents, which are accidents are just an infinitesimal part of it anymore.
Et cetera,
Bill.
In pure statistics, according to the FBI, there's 30-some-odd thousand people that die due to gunfire. I'm not going to call it gun violence. We know two-thirds of that is suicide, which is very sad occasion. I do not honestly believe that is gun violence. I believe that is a tool used by the suicidal person.
Well, absolutely.
In
almost all cases, the person is depressed, and in some cases, they are not reality-oriented. But if you add those two things together, you reach like 98% of suicides.
Right. There are
probably a few people who are making a truly rational decision, which is a whole nother issue.
Right.
But suicide is suicide. It's an outcome of a mental illness. And it is not something the gun is doing. We cannot say for sure that if we took away all the guns that we would end up with half as many suicides. About half of suicides are committed with a gun.
Right.
It might be. Some of those people would use something else. Some might not. And anyone who doesn't shoot themselves at least has a chance, just like anyone who fails jumping off a bridge, et cetera.
Right.
So that's a really difficult question to answer. But you're absolutely right.
But once we get past
suicide,
that...
The issue is not the gun.
Right. Once we get past suicide, then we're looking then at homicide. And we know that half of that is gang-on-gang violence, which means it's primarily drug. It's drug violence, which... is big business now. That's big business south of the border. It's big business here.
Right.
We also, and then after that, then we're actually looking at some numbers, which, you know, now we're down on the 5,500, 5,000 homicide per year range in a nation of 330 million people with about, depending on who you speak to, between 450 and 660 million guns.
Right.
Now, isn't it... Don't more people die having a sponge sewn up inside of them when they're getting their appendix taken out than anything else? Yeah, I mean...
That's one. There are a lot of ways that we kill people, Bill, with physicians and healthcare professionals. Lots of ways. You know, through ignoring something, not making the right diagnosis in time, actually committing a mistake like you mentioned. Probably at least 400,000 people in this nation die a year thanks to our mistakes. That is something that just really bites me, because if my profession is going to look at something, we should look at the stick in our own eye before we start poking at the motes in other people's eyes like gun owners.
Right. We are coming up on the first break of the hour. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, drgo.us. This is where you can find the opinions written by Dr. Robert Young, Tim Wheeler, John Adine, a whole host of physicians out there that act as the counter to seemingly everybody else in the medical profession. To me, that just seems like a daunting task. They do it like, and they chew it like they're Rolaid, so it's no big deal to them. My guest is Dr. Robert Young. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh, What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Dr. Robert Young from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Doctor, one question. Now, recently, Gary Kleck, you've heard of him, yeah?
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah. Gary Kleck found out that when his first study came out, that the CDC did a parallel study, and came up with essentially the same figures that he came up with.
Yeah.
And that was back during the 90s. And then in 2013, they did the same study again, and they came up with this idea that there's up to 3 million defensive gun uses per year, which is, you know, when you do the math, that's somewhere between 6,000 and 6,500 a day. And, you know, when you're taking all that into consideration and everything, especially when everybody's out there, a lot of doctors do it, too. They all want to throw it to the CDC. Why don't we let the CDC study gun violence? Well, they have. They have twice. And yet, for some reason, the AMA keeps wanting to come out with the, as you guys put it, the new old the new old gun control push. Do they not understand? I mean, gun control is always the same klaxon call through the ages. And none of their warnings ever come true. Do they not get that?
Oh, boy, Bill. You know, even though I'm a psychiatrist, I have a real hard time reading minds. And this is something I just keep puzzling over. My colleagues are intelligent men and women, no doubt. They got through medical school, too. You can't be stupid. But with all the big picture information we've had for years about the real causes of, let's say, as you said, gunfire injuries and deaths, there are a variety of kinds. It's not one thing. Each thing can be addressed on its own, and the root causes have nothing to do with the tool used. They've decreased for years and years, despite massive increases in population and ownership of guns. I figured it out once, and by my very rough estimates, I think approximately 0.02% of people who have a gun are involved in some kind of shooting each year, 0.02%. And because there are so many more guns, I would figure probably 0.01% of the guns in this nation get themselves involved in a shooting or used. This is not something. These are not numbers that we would ordinarily make a massive public health or public relations push about. It's just that guns are so scary to so many people. So my colleagues are either stupid or scared, I have to think. And I suppose it's probably the latter. And unfortunately, phobic behavior about things is something that can set in with anyone. It's got nothing to do with intelligence or occupation or, in most cases, upbringing. It's just become such a popular thing among certain aspects of our society, the urbanites, the ivory tower academics, the leftward-leaning scholastics of all kinds, to hate guns. And actually, if you find out their personal opinions on guns, you'll usually find a quote somewhere that says, "I really do hate guns." That's why they're doing this, I think. There's just no other reason, because they have yet to come up with a good number of studies that are done well, whose conclusions stand up to scrutiny, that really do demonstrate that guns are positively correlated, that is to say, are related to more crime, to more deaths. In fact, the best evidence is to the latter. Right now, I'm reviewing for a medical journal a study that has indeed found that there doesn't seem to be a correlation between firearms in a community and homicides or violent crime. Now, we really already know that from people like the estimable John Lott. But to see something like this get into a major medical journal would be really powerful. And And I'm hoping that when I read this, it's well done, because I sure would like to recommend something like that for publication.
Is there any other group like DRGO? Because there's the New England Journal of Medicine and the AMA and all these guys. And first of all, they're pandering to a press that is absolutely down with their you know, wish list. So they're willing to give them all the press. Today, the AMA came out and said, if you even look at a gun, you're probably going to die. You know, they'll publish anything.
Come to that, Bill.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
come to that.
I'm sure. And when they do it. You know, that gets published, and it's like the science is in, as Al Gore would say. Are you guys the only one of your kind fighting this fight?
Right now, I'm afraid so. That's not to say that there aren't individuals out there writing things. For instance, Paul Siehe, H-S-I-E-H, was a friend and colleague of ours and a member of DRGO, speaks up about this. He doesn't do it on behalf of DRGO per se, which is fine. We don't care. We just want to see the word get out. But he got an opinion. He got part of an opinion piece into the Wall Street Journal last week, in which he was the side of the dialogue with him and someone else, saying what we say. That no, guns are not the problem. But, you know, he's the only example offhand I can think of who's not one of our group here. That's why I'm so excited to see someone else come up on their own with an interest in studying this properly.
Yeah,
I'll also say, though, that far more doctors than people imagine absolutely do not toe the popular line about guns. Most doctors don't want
to. Let me get you to hold right there. We'll pick that up on the other side. We got a break coming up. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, DRGO.us. You should go there and sign up for the newsletter. And that way you don't have to check the website, because every time they've got some news, and you'd be surprised how prolific they are. So it's a robust newsletter coming out often. So go check them out, drgo.us, sign up for the newsletter, and stay in this loop. We'll be right back. My guest is Dr. Robert Young. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is hosting a roundtable discussion with governors on prison reform and the First Step Act before Congress.
One of the single most important things we're doing is to help former inmates in creating jobs. We're creating so many jobs that former inmates for the first time are really getting a shot at it.
Congressman Chris Collins said Wednesday night he would continue his campaign for re-election and fight federal charges that he used his position with an Australian biotech firm to help his family make an illicit stock trade. USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny says even though Collins did not sell any of his stocks, he could still be on the hook for insider trading.
Insider trading is generally very broad. It not only covers a person that may have done some improper trading with inside knowledge, even if it's family or friends or employees.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking with Dr. Robert Young from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, DRGO.us. Do you guys ever get called on as any sort of an expert witness or anything for any hearings or anything in a state assembly setting or anything?
Yes. Periodically, one of us will testify at some sort of legislative committee somewhere. This goes all the way back to 1994 when Tim Wheeler founded the organization.
Right.
He testified before a congressional subcommittee on appropriations, and his testimony, along with three or four other people who were equally expert, led to the Dickey Amendment that stopped the CDC from using our tax money to propagandize against guns. But since then, most recently, our project director, Dr. Prisbinda, as well as Dr. Wheeler, testified before a California legislative committee, the one that had the fix in to fund Garen Wintemut's anti-gun research center at UC Davis. They were allowed by the committee chairwoman to get about 10 to 20 words into their testimony and then just shut them down. That's just one more example of how badly Californian government is spending their taxpayers' money. And in between, yes, we've also contributed to a lot of amicus curiae briefs that has included big cases like Emerson, Heller, that went to the Supreme Court. We recently had been contributing to the case in Colorado that, no, excuse me, the case in California. The state was sued over its new plan to outlaw all semi-automatic magazines of more than 10 rounds.
Right.
They weren't even going to grandfather them in. And we contributed to that one. And indeed, that seems to be a winning hand, because in two appeals now, the state has lost. So, yeah, we do a lot of things. And you're right. We are pretty busy.
Well,
we're happy to do it. It's so important.
Here's a question I've got, though, because you are the only one of your type. Whenever somebody comes out there and makes the case for guns, most of the time they're met with a lot of scornful ridicule. And how are you guys? What kind of reception do you get at these things?
Well, you know, you only go where you're invited to start with. We don't have the time, energy, or probably thick enough skins to start marching around flags and protest signs. So,
right.
But we will go wherever invited, and occasionally that's to be interviewed for a magazine article or a TV show or a radio show where both sides might be discussed. That happens rarely, though, because as we've seen, the anti-gun side hates like the dickens to speak to gun control, people control, when they are on the air right with someone who can take them down. They avoid that like the plague. That's why they always say about John Lott, oh, no, he's discredited. We won't go on TV with him. You can read about that at his website. Happens all the time. So we're actually very rarely asked for that. We are asked for magazine interviews often that try to show both sides, although I have yet to see how the other side comes out looking very well.
Well, I mean, most of the people that are writing of these articles that you might be interviewed for have no idea what you're talking about most of the time, right?
Oh, the interviewers?
Yeah, they are as insulated, unless you're being interviewed by, like, Recoil Magazine or something, right? Skillset Magazine, something like that.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, every time we're asked, it's an opportunity to educate the journalist.
Right.
And then through their article to share whatever they'll pass on about what we know to the general public reading them. And it's odd how this happens. Last year I was interviewed for an article in Dr. Oz magazine, and they were quite respectful and pretty accurate about quoting me as one block of the magazine, even though they had other blocks that were not supportive of gun ownership. And just last week, someone from Prevention magazine had read that article, called up and said, hey, you know, we'd like to rework that. Will you talk to us? Word gets around gradually, and if you're nice, authoritative, know your stuff, people really do want to hear from you.
Right. Well, I mean, how many people that want to hear from you? Because they believe you're coming out of a position of an informed position, right? I'm not going to say a position of authority, because the AMA abuses the perceived authority of doctors. You come out from an informed position.
Right. That perceived authority exists, though. And that's why it's so important that some of us tell the truth.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
So with that, if you're telling the truth,
yeah,
people start to understand that, and we don't depend on our authority to convince people. We're glad it gets us heard, but then people can compare what they hear from us to what they hear from other people. And as I started to mention, there are so many doctors who have to keep their mouths shut because their institutions have bought into this whole anti-gun thing that organized medicine and quote, public health, have sold. And they can't really speak up and say what they mean. They don't want to be asking their patients about this. They don't want to have their patients' gun ownership recorded in an electronic chart. But they don't really have any choice once they're employees. I'm in private practice. So those of us who are willing to stick our necks out are at the point in a way, or making our living in a way that we really don't have to worry about losing anything.
Right.
But many more doctors, most doctors, I'll go this far, I'll say the vast majority of doctors don't want to have anything to do with that. They want to treat their patients, and they want to be friends with them, and they want to be liked. A few doctors are on this anti-gun bandwagon, but more doctors than that are pro-gun rights, like guns, are happy to talk about them with people because they're fun, and yet they don't have the soapbox that the anti-gunners have. That's
right.
Where we come in. We'll get up and we'll talk to anybody, anytime.
It's nice.
But we probably represent the majority, Bill. That's what's so interesting about this deal.
Yeah, well, I think you probably represent the majority of doctors, though.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I want to, you know, one of the things that I have read since I had my heart attack, right, is that most doctors mm-hmm. never plan to die in a hospital. They want to die at home because it is better for the patient
mm-hmm.
to be at home
well,
during
nicer.
That time. It's nicer.
It's nicer, and you have less risk of dying if you're not in the hospital.
Yes. So,
problem.
So you know, whenever I see that, that's sort of a contradictory statement for me in some cases where the doctors feel that way about them, and at the same time they think the best place for me is in there. But we're coming up on the next break. Let me you know, drgo.us, that's where it is. Go check out and sign up for the newsletter, because that's another bit of information for you to carry around with you in the event that you need it. My guest is Dr. Robert Young, and this is Lock and Load.
Reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dr. Robert Young from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. One of the things the other doctors seem to want to do, doctor, is they want to look at people as they begin to become demented, as if that is is it inevitable that we will become demented?
Oh, no. No. And once you hit 90 or so, you're likely to stay quite cognitively aware beyond. Dementia like cancer seems to be an issue of early old age, perhaps.
Right.
So no. And that's why the current move to legislate to take guns away from people who are getting demented, again, maybe somewhat well-motivated, but it risks, just like any other, quote, red flag law, coming abused. That's what we are so unhappy about. Yeah, guns should be taken away, like anything else dangerous, from people who are too confused or have bad judgment or too disoriented or whatever, symptomatically, be it a mental illness or dementia or immaturity or criminal intentions. But
none of those things are age related, are they? None of them are exclusively age related.
No, there's nothing about being old per se that means you shouldn't have a gun. But we are probably going to see these things abused, just like we see orders of protection against domestic violence abused, because there are people who use them to get back at other people. And so long as these laws, as they always do so far, do not require that the subject must be present or must be represented, at the first hearing where the judge can make a decision that affects their rights, then these are not really due process hearings.
Right.
And when you're talking about taking a gun away from someone, even though it's important sometimes, you're talking about something unique. This is an enumerated right in the Constitution of all Americans. Being able to drive is not. Being able to enter someone's house is not. This is. So if anything, this should be handled with much more care and much more attention to due process. But these laws don't. So we're all for keeping people safe, but we want to see it done with the subject able to be present and represented from the beginning.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong or not. They started out with this with the Veterans Administration. Right. They started out with this with the Veterans Administration. They decided that if a veterans, if somebody was on disability and I guess under the full-time care of the Veterans Administration, that if you couldn't handle your checkbook, basically, you were demented. You were mentally incompetent, and they would appoint a fiduciary. And then right away at that moment, then NICS is informed. Right.
Right. As soon as you had a fiduciary in the Veterans Administration system,
right,
you were no longer, you suddenly lost your right to possess your gun.
So,
and that's completely inappropriate.
The ability to add and subtract
has nothing to do with the ability to safely manage a gun.
Now, if with somebody that is truly demented, with somebody that is truly mentally incompetent, how many of them at that particular age, which we're talking about elderly veterans for the most part, I would think, how many of them actually really want a gun? I mean, I've always wondered about that.
Well, most would never even think about it. Now,
right.
My father was an exception. He died last fall, and he's been getting demented for several years, at least as far as his formal diagnosis goes. He had never owned a gun in his life, never really been interested in it. That's fine. He was quite supportive of my interest. And finally, about a year and a half ago, he suddenly decided he needed to buy a pistol to protect him and my mother. Now, at that point, none of us in the family were going to allow that. We were already getting to the point where we were going to have to keep him from driving somehow.
Right.
But he was very intent on it. So all I can say is that evidently was a bit of paranoia creeping in, along with poor judgment, which he had begun displaying in a lot of ways. And he would have been likely more dangerous than safe with it. So occasionally, I guess you find someone who's getting demented who finally decides they want a gun. It happens. But mostly no. Mostly no.
My what I'm leading up to is that was never really a problem, though, was it? It was never, this was a way to create another list of prohibited people to get us used to having lists of prohibited people.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, there are two basic strategies by the anti-gun crowd. One is to begin to limit the kinds of firearms that are available on the market. California, with its list, is certainly the worst culprit, but all these moves to, let's get rid of assault weapons, and let's get rid of 50 caliber rifles, and let's get rid of these big magazines and pistols. That's one way to go at it, start to eliminate categories of weapons. And the other way, start to eliminate categories of people. Whether you're old and someone considers you demented, although that's a clinical diagnosis by a physician and can't be assumed otherwise, or if you're young and you happen to be 18 to 20 years old, and just because, just like with adults, one or two criminal-minded or terribly sick young people shoot up a school,
right.
Their move is then to say, well, let's not let any young people. So restrict the numbers of weapons and the kinds, and restrict the ages and classes of people. But that is classist, and it does not belong anywhere in our society.
So,
period.
Yeah, and is there any way to legislate that? I mean, is there any way to legislate and say, at this particular age, I mean, without it just becoming an arbitrary thing like magazine? I mean, getting out there and trying to legislate age restrictions is the same thing as trying to legislate magazine restrictions, isn't it? It's just an arbitrary number placed somewhere to get us used to being restricted.
Right. You know, we've pretty much settled on 18 nationwide for this. And that's fine. It, of course, it's arbitrary. There's not that much difference between 17 and 18 or 18 or 19.
Right.
But we've settled on it. No one is talking about, let's let 16-year-olds buy guns now, you know. Although in the old days, anybody could buy a gun. I bought one when I was 15 years old in the 1960s. But it's arbitrary. It's arbitrary, and it's in the wrong direction when they say, well, one bad thing happened. Let's not let any 20-year-olds have a gun now. That's arbitrary.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that'll solve all kinds of issues.
Right. I hope we can mention 2A.com again tonight, Bill.
Please do. Please do. We got a minute and 20 seconds left. Tell them about 2A.com.
Sure.
Go.
My elevator spiel. DRGO is very actively trying to connect gun owner patients with doctors who respect the Second Amendment, your rights, and your interest in firearms without recording and the wrong things or hassling you about it. We especially invite anybody in primary care of any kind in healthcare to join us in that by offering our services to those patients. And there are so many people across this country who are tired of their doctors making an issue out of this. Again, it's a minority of doctors, but they have a terrible impact on people who have to see them. Well, you don't have to. Get another doctor, and if we can help you do that, we will. That's at 2adoc.com, and it's also available through our homepage on our website, drgo.us.
We're going to have to circle back and do that, almost a whole hour on that one, just because that is a great program. Thank you for joining me this evening, Doc.
Thank you, Bill. Anytime.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Third hour is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.